Hey everybody, Scott Horton here. Ever think maybe your group should hire me to give a speech? Well, maybe you should. I've got a few good ones to choose from, including how to end the war on terror, the case against war with Iran, central banking in war, Uncle Sam and the Arab Spring, the ongoing war on civil liberties, and of course, why everything in the world is Woodrow Wilson's fault. But I'm happy to talk about just about anything else you've ever heard me cover on the show as well. So check out youtube.com/ScottHortonShow for some examples, and email scott@scotthorton.org for more details. See you there.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. This is my show, The Scott Horton Show. 3,000 interviews and counting now at scotthorton.org. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at /ScottHortonShow. It's libertarian foreign policy, mostly. All right. Our guest today is Jeffrey Phillips. He's a friend of our friend, Adam Kokesh. Welcome to the show. How's it going, Jeffrey?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Good deal. Okay, so first of all, I have to ask, are you named after the greatest skateboarder in the history of the world, Jeff Phillips?
I actually am not, but not many people have pointed that out.
Well, you happen to have a great name there. So congratulations on that.
Thanks.
I actually am old enough and lucky enough that I got to skate with Jeff Phillips quite a few times when I was a kid. Well, not quite a few, but a handful of times.
Wow, when I was young, that's cool.
His skate park in Dallas was mecca to me and the boys all in the 1990s, so good times.
Wow.
There. Had to mention
awesome.
It. Okay, anyway,
yeah.
So talk to me about Adam Kokesh. Why is Adam Kokesh in jail right now?
Well, he did a civil disobedience event that got him in a little bit more trouble than I think he was expecting. He's been in jail for roughly 90-ish days on a victimless crime that was totally not, you know, there was no victim, there was no one was threatened or anything like that, and this charge would not have a no bail, or normally you wouldn't have been held for this amount of time on this charge, so it seems like they have they have it out for him, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess he's on, he's got the civil disobedience charge in D.C., but then he's got a drug charge in Virginia, right?
Correct, yeah.
Now, okay, so first of all, on the D.C. charge, what he did was he videotaped himself racking a shotgun, and as civil disobedience, you're not supposed to run around with a shotgun in Washington, D.C., I guess, is the law, right? Was it... obviously, it wasn't concealed. What is the law exactly that he's breaking? Do you know?
Having a rifle or handgun out of your home or office is the actual charge.
So you're just not supposed to have it outside, and he was out standing on the commons or something like that.
Allegedly, correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, because I just haven't done my research on this, Jeffrey. So could you set me straight about whether or not that whole thing was just filmed in front of a green screen in the first place? Or am I... I don't want to, like, ruin his awesome defense that he has saving up here, but...
Yeah, I mean, they really have no concrete evidence or any proof of anything, really. So the fact that they, you know, raided his home and have pulled him, you know, out of his life and, you know, caused him to lose his home and caused his business to be disrupted, and, you know, they've taken his freedom away, and it's pretty intense to see that happen to someone who didn't do anything wrong.
Well, and you know, it's funny the way that they overreact so bad to him too, like the raid itself. I mean, it is, I know he would laugh too, so it's okay. The raid itself with, I don't know if they had helicopters, but I know they had an armored personnel carrier that cordoned off the whole neighborhood and acted like, you know, oh, Adam Kokesh, he's the Michigan militia or something. He's going to fight his way out of our quarantine zone and what, you know, like he's Rambo or David Koresh or something.
Yeah, they had like a 2-mile, you know, perimeter, and they had two helicopters.
Two helicopters. Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, there was a news helicopter and a police helicopter that showed up, but it was a very, very big deal. Fortunately, I wasn't there for it, but they most definitely made a very big deal about it.
You know, if there wasn't so much else going on, scandal-wise, as far as the Empire, the bankruptcy, the police state, and all the rest of this, just all other things being equal, this would really be a huge story. You know, gun rights activists may or may not have racked shotgun in D.C. Huge, Waco-style paramilitary raid at his house to come and get him, when the whole thing was obviously peaceful civil disobedience in the first place. As we're talking about Kokesh, who constantly has a grin from ear to ear on his face, who clearly is not an offensive, violent threat to anyone. Come on. And for them to go after him like this, and then what's the bail that the judge set?
Virginia had he bonded out of Virginia, which was just a $5,000 bond, and then in D.C. he was refused bail.
He was refused bail at any price.
In Virginia, they actually thought it. They thought him. You know, they thought Adam safe enough. You know, to be released for that crime in Virginia, but the D.C. Right. just absolutely not.
Funny. It's almost so ham-handed that I wonder whether it'll play into his favor, actually, that just the degree of overreaction here.
The amount of time that's going by, the more, holes we're finding, and it seems like they did rush through it. You know, it seems like they did make it personal, and they did get upset, and they did rush into it, and they really didn't, they knew when they went to his house that they weren't going to walk out of there empty-handed.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It's really scary at the same time too.
All right. Now, I'm not familiar on all the details, and I don't know any real reason that I need to be familiar with all the details. I don't think we got to talk all about, who's who and who did what necessarily, unless you feel it is necessary for whatever reasons, but it is the case that there's been some scandal about the money raised for Adam Kokesh and what's happened to it. And it seems like all that needs confronting if he's going to still have a defense fund, and if he's going to have, his supporters, if they're going to still be able to support him, they're going to want to know that it's okay, that whatever scandal there is or was is handled and we're moving on from here. And so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about what happened to whatever degree you need to explain it. And then explain why it is, and this is really why I had you on the show, because I'm under the impression that all that's pretty much taken care of now, and so now people can feel confident again in donating and doing whatever it is that they can to support Adam.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not really going to spend much time on the details of what happened, because we don't really know all the details yet, and for us to come out with something this prematurely wouldn't be the correct way of doing things. But if there is anyone out there who is concerned about what happened to their donation, they can absolutely email me, Jeffrey, Jeffrey, at adamversustheman.com, which with a copy of the receipt of their donation, and I will absolutely get them a report on that once we have that report made. And I can assure you that the legal defense fund was put towards legal defenses, and anybody who wants an actual report of that can definitely get a hold of me, and I will.
So whatever you're saying, whatever was taken was not from the legal defense fund?
No, everything that was supposed to go towards legal defenses went towards legal defenses.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, first of all. And now, can you tell us
we're most definitely in the hole with legal funds. The prison system is quite a racket. I mean, we've spent close to $4,000, $5,000 just in talking to Adam over the phone. It's a dollar $50 a minute, basically, to talk to him. And there's no way, you know, he can run any type of trial or anything like that without communicating with the outside world. And they make it so hard. It's absolutely shocking how much of a racket it is. I mean, it's not really shocking, but once you have to deal with it and you have to, like, spend that type of money just to communicate with someone, it's just amazing, you know, that they're able to just snatch someone up like that and ruin their lives without even charging them with anything and without even a trial or anything like that. It's just not, you know, it's not the way things are supposed to happen in this country.
Jeffrey, now set me straight, because somebody stole something. You don't have to tell me, you know, point fingers exactly at who, but there was a problem with the fundraising. You're telling me that all of the defense fund money went where it was supposed to go. Well, then what money didn't go where it was supposed to go? And anyway, I just want to get... I want to give you a chance to get all the dirty laundry out there aired, and so that people know that it's okay moving on from here, you know?
Yeah, we actually don't know if anything was taken whatsoever. We haven't gotten an expense report. And when we do get an expense report, you know, we will know all the evidence, and we will know exactly what was taken or not taken. But right now we don't know, and you know, to say that anything was taken would definitely be premature. I actually flew out there to D.C. a couple weeks back to kind of tighten up all of Adam's loose ends, make sure, you know, all the utility bills were shut off from the old house and you know, retrieve his property and stuff like that. And I came home, you know, after getting 95% of what I needed to get done out there. I wasn't able to secure the expense report, and that's kind of what's caused a lot of this drama, is, you know, people kind of jumping to conclusions and saying things that happened that we don't know happened yet. And a lot of people have been upset about the time span it's taken for us to comment on it, but I can assure you that the time that's being taken is being taken to make sure that we have the facts before we, you know, bring anything into light or you know, claim anything was done.
All right. So right now,
you know,
it's just a bunch of suspicions and allegations.
It's hard for me to say anything. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I was under the impression that it was a bit worse than that. But anyway, I guess it is important to note that at least there are a lot fewer cooks in the kitchen now, right? And some of the former employees and associates and others involved in Adam versus the Man, they're no longer in charge of this now. And you are not just a fan of the show or an employee. You're actually a personal friend of Adam's from way back, right?
Yeah.
And then so you're working then with his father and with his girlfriend, and you guys are basically consolidating control over all of this, what's been at issue here?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of, I was like an outside observer. I was meant to observe as much as I can from the other side of the country, but and step in if something, you know, if everything went really wrong, and try and make, you know, some decisions to try and get things back in order. And that's basically, you know, what happened over the Philadelphia, when he was arrested in Philadelphia, up until the time that he was arrested in D.C. And then, you know, for the last almost 3 months, I was kind of out here observing as an outsider and an insider. Mm-hmm. And the biggest problem was communication with Adam, and basically the state, you know, not letting us communicate with him. There was 3 weeks at one point where they didn't let us talk, or didn't let him talk to his parents, his lawyer, anything, any of us, that's for sure. In the beginning, they would only let him call us for 30 seconds at a time, and not having communication with him was the biggest factor in any of in anything that happened after he was arrested, because it was just, I mean, no crew, you know, no one in that position would have been able to, you know, react any differently to that situation, and just kind of being left in the dark so much at so many different times. He was transferred so many different times. They transferred him into like 15 different cells over this last couple months. And, you know, every time they do that, they either, you know, they take his phone privileges away for X amount of time, and we would just be kind of like waiting around for his call. And it was, you know, it was a very stressful, it's been a very stressful couple of months because of that. And just looking at the amount of money being thrown around, and there's no, you know, there have been no, you know, there's been no trial yet. They, you know, they've just held him and waited, basically waited for his, you know, empire to crumble while, you know, they hold him without bail for a BS charge, you know.
Right. All right, well, so tell people how they can help support, and what else is it other than donations? Is there anything else that people can be doing to help support Adam?
Well, sharing Adam's videos is extremely important, you know, going through, looking at Adam's stuff and seeing, pulling out your favorite videos of his and putting them out for your friends and family, you know, helps us more than you could ever imagine. And, you know, putting us out there and trying to get subscribers are very important on YouTube, and hits and all that stuff. So, I mean, just hitting our ads helps us if that's all you can do. But if you go to AdamVersusTheMan.com/invest, you can make a donation there. $5 helps. You know, we don't ask for much, but Adam does need help because he is in a pickle right now, and it does. It is shocking how much money it's costing, and nothing even has started. You know, there's been no trial or anything yet.
All right. Well, good. So that's what's the address? AdamVersusTheMan.com/what?
Invest.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, that's Jeffrey Phillips, Adam Kokesh's buddy. AdamVersusTheMan.com/invest to find out how to help support. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for Rocky Mountain Miners at RockyMountainMiners.com. Ever wanted to destroy the Federal Reserve System? Now's your chance. New free market currencies are making our fake government money a thing of the past, and good riddance. If you want to mine new bitcoins and litecoins into circulation, you need a computer set up to crack the codes to the new coins. Get the Prospector from RockyMountainMiners.com. It's ready to do the work right out of the box. Crack the equations, spend the money. Use promo code Scott Horton Show and save $100. Get all the info and get the Prospector at RockyMountainMiners.com. Hey y'all, Scott Horton here for WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson is a successful former hedge fund manager whose site is unique on the web. Subscribers are allowed a window into Mike's very real main account and receive announcements and explanations for all his market moves. The Federal Reserve has been inflating the money supply to finance the bank bailouts and terror war overseas. So Mike's betting on commodities, mining stocks, European markets, and other hedges against our depreciating dollar. Play along on paper or with real money, and then be your own judge of Mike's investment strategies. See what happens at WallStreetWindow.com. Hey, y'all, Scott here, hawking stickers for the back of your truck. They've got some great ones at LibertyStickers.com. Get your son killed, Jeb Bush, 2016. FDR, no longer the worst president in American history. The National Security Agency, blackmailing your congressman since 1952. And USA, sometimes we back Al-Qaeda, sometimes we don't. And there's over 1,000 other great ones on the wars, police state, elections, the Federal Reserve, and more at LibertyStickers.com. They'll take care of all your custom printing for your band or your business at TheBumperSticker.com. LibertyStickers.com. Everyone else is stickers suck.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey, all, Scott Horton here for The Future of Freedom, the monthly journal of the Future Freedom Foundation. As you may already be aware, Jacob Hornberger, Sheldon Richman, and James Bovard are awesome. They're also in every issue of The Future of Freedom, and they're joined by others of the best of the libertarian movement. People like Anthony Gregory, Wendy McElroy, Lawrence Vance, Joe Stromberg, and many more. Even me. Sign up for The Future of Freedom at fff.org/subscribe. It's just $25 a year for the print edition, $15 to read it online. That's The Future of Freedom, edited by Sheldon Richman at fff.org/subscribe. And tell me you heard it here.